Hey there, party people. TGIF. It is Birds of a Feather here. Your girl, AJ, the Suburban Princess. And Eddie, my guy. How are you?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Co-ed edition back. I'm good. Look, it's Friday, brother. I'm glad I clocked out. I got other stuff going on for once on a Friday as far as online. Well,
technically, I'm not clocked out yet.
You're not, but this is where you're always going to want to broadcast. I know you now. I meant to tell you, too, I got to look at a tiny mic, because now that I see the people, these tiny mics when they interview people, we got to, if we ever want to do it from there, I'm going to try to find those little tiny mics that apparently you can hold when you interview people. Well, before you get distracted, because I know it's going to start getting popping there. I mean, granted, if I had a car, I would be running down there because I could use a quesadilla and a cocktail. But anyway, so bottom line is Friday. How are you feeling about our birds, even though there's only been 2 days of training camp? But it's been good to see them in operation.
Happy to hear, we haven't heard that dreaded I word, so that's good.
You haven't heard what?
We haven't heard that dreaded I word, so that's good.
Oh yeah, I would. Yeah, I was trying to hear what you said.
I don't want to say it. So.
No, you shouldn't. Thing. But I had to hear the letter. I was like deaf. I'm like, wait. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's been pretty good so far. I mean, I haven't heard nobody's been, you know, the media likes to jump on and complain, but nobody said anything or anything
bad.
They said
it's only been an hour practice.
Yeah.
So. What are you going to do with that? I'm just more excited to see them, period, you know, practicing.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be careful with the heat, too, because they're outside.
Now, they didn't start till this week. Now, imagine if they started when Sunday came.
Oh,
and
my God.
Can I just tell you? Wait, audience, just so you know, Eddie was in the beach. I wasn't. I was dying in my house. So, just to let you know, Eddie was at least near ocean water. I was barely feeling my pulse.
Yeah, so, it was hot.
Yeah, if the birds had practiced over the weekend, they wouldn't have made it past an hour.
Been a lot of cramping up,
and they would have needed more than those egg crate looking helmets they're wearing to protect their cranium.
Did you see the joke? Was he was wearing bubble wrap on top of his helmet?
I just literally Later. they're showing Birds Huddle right now on Sports NBC Sports Philly, and they're showing Kelsey with the bubble wrap over it. So I guess he's trying to say, like, apparently he's in COVID protocols too, so that's why he hasn't really been practicing.
It's on my lane or Kelsey. Oh yeah, you know, I saw his interview. Yeah, I was listening to his interview today. He was talking about that. He said he feels fine. He's doing well.
Yeah, I think at this point, who do we not know outside of even the Eagles that hasn't had COVID at least once or twice? I'm knocking on wood because I don't start actually going out until next week till the practices.
Really?
Are we going next Sunday night? Say yes now. You're obligated because I bought tickets.
I guess yes. I'm going now.
Sure. And Eddie's going to come pick me up, right? I got your gas money. Knock on wood. He said, right. Oops.
God damn.
I'm like, look.
You put me on the spot right now, right?
I did. I'm looking at, I'm like, I don't want you to get have to be at the bar unless we're going together, because I'm not trying to meet you there this time. I actually want to get there on time.
Oh, yeah, because last time, yeah, I'd rather pick you up, but last time you were late.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and I also didn't want to be a third stringer. And plus,
yeah,
I was.
But I wanted you guys to meet anyway.
I know you did, but at the time, too, I had to base it on when the time I made it down there. Then I had to get Jen, and, you know, she only went because, like I said, it was a last-minute thing. But, this is one practice, so I know you're a stickler for time, so I figured you might as well just come and get me so I stay on my clock.
What time does it start?
7:30.
7:30? Okay.
So.
Send me your address again so I can make sure I remember.
Oh, yeah. So. I mean, I don't need... Have you even come here and picked me up once or yet?
I
don't think you have. That's the thing. And even if you probably had an opportunity to, it probably something happened and I didn't. You know,
it was the old place. It was your old apartment. I picked you up.
Right. And a mountain.
Because that was like right down. No, not the one.
Right.
The one is near Germantown. The one is right near my brother's live.
Yes, because we were going past. That was the time we were talking about phones, and I was telling you, I said, why do you always have better phones than me when we were driving? Because I always said, every time you get a phone, you make me want to upgrade, because I always feel like my phone is ancient next to yours. I forget, what is that street? Because I haven't been on Broad in so long, but I know it's past the gas station, that intersection, just as you're coming past. You're starting to come past. Oh, God, it'll burn me up.
Yeah,
it's something with a C. I know it's that intersection, but I know what you're talking about now. I remember. That was the last time.
Yeah, because back when you used to live right behind where the train station was, right?
Yeah, I used to live at the train station, which I miss, but I mean, they're not willing to let me tour the facility, so I won't be back there. Anyway, so talking birds. So the rumor is apparently that Vic Fangio was visiting grounds today, and because Vic Fangio doesn't have a defensive coordinator or any kind of coaching job, the rumor is people think that he was there to scout so that possibly if he can move Gannon. That's the rumor. We don't know why he was there. He could have just been invited or just invited himself. Who knows? But at this point, you really can't do with anything. Rumors.
Man, you got to give Gannon a shot right now, because now he finally actually has players that fits the scheme that he wants to do. So, I mean, because right there, I mean, the guys that they added in can do what he likes to do.
Well,
which was successful in Indy too, you know.
My whole thing is if you have enough people, and I feel like they keep adding people to the roster as we speak, that I have no idea why they're adding them, because I'm like, isn't that already a position they have? Like, so they have no excuse by like the third preseason game to not know what their roster is, because
They'll know really early.
They probably already know already, but they got to do.
They have an idea, but you know, it can't hurt to add somebody and see. You get somebody's going to break through.
No, and I'm hoping just for the sake of some of these guys that are honestly just there, that they can manage to get rid of these guys and trade them so that we can have a more thorough roster.
Yeah.
Because some of these names, I'm looking at the name. I'm cheating because NBC Philadelphia's on right now, but I forgot about Tate Gowan. I know we got Jaquiski Tart, Teron Jackson. I forgot about all these guys. Yeah.
He's very physical. He plays. He can go into coverage. He can play the run. Do a lot
Marcus Epps. Yeah, they keep talking about Marcus Epps.
Well, Epps is now time to shine. Either he shines or he goes.
Yeah, you know? they keep putting it out there like he knows what he's doing. But I'm like, I pray to God, because I also saw the clip of him getting jumped over when they played the Arizona Cardinals. So nobody needs that repeat. Especially right before the end zone.
We're talking about our boy TJ Edwards.
Yes.
How he's like been arguably one of the best players, best playmakers. Like,
yeah, he outplayed Alex Singleton.
Like low key, he's been one of the best playmakers. You can put him on any team and he'll do well.
He's the one that I heard his name a lot last season, and that was good. But I knew that instantly that meant that Alex Singleton was out, because they pretty much started together. And Alex made some splashes, but obviously not enough to keep him on the roster. So, but I think it's what's more interesting is how they're going to use all these names, because the good thing about too with NBC Philly having this birds huddle is it does make, if they do put out names that remind you that we got a lot of these guys months ago and a lot of people forgot them. Like, I forgot about the takeout one kid. I was like, who is he? I forgot that he came. You know, there's a lot of names of guys that we didn't see hit the field. So to see any of these guys battling for a position is actually more exciting in preseason than it is right now. Nothing right now means anything, especially if their practices are less than an hour.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly the rumor is, well, first let me see. Did you see any of the footage from last night's rookie karaoke? You see Big Baby Jordan?
I saw Jordan Davis, yes.
Jordan Davis, bring it down the house. And then, well, who was the guy that Kelsey said?
Did you see Slay singing at the interview?
Yes. He did his Usher impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? But I love to see these guys having fun like that, though. So
me too. I want more of that. I definitely want more of that, because I think that, because we all, I do not believe that practices will be this short the whole time. I think that
he's going to slowly ramp them up.
Yeah, it's going to intensify. I think they're just trying to will it in slowly, because they know that as soon as they start getting too physical too early, then down goes 15 Eagles, you know?
Yeah, morale is a big thing. Like, you keep these guys engaged, keep them happy.
Right.
You know, that's – somebody was – I can't believe they were complaining about him wearing a Jalen Hurts T-shirt.
Oh, or also, well, you know, I think at this point we all thought it was just for the year to show off his loyalty.
Let the man do whatever he wants. You know, like.
He's a coach. I think he knows what he has to do this year. And I think the difference was that they got kind of we all got kind of a false alarm with the first game going so well. So I'm like, nothing means more to me than even after the first game, because that's where they started faltering. So if they can continue 5-0 complete run this year, you know, without having any real issues, then shoot, that's the only time you probably won't hear me mention Super Bowl at all this year, is if they go undefeated for longer than 2 games, you know, then I might actually get that ridiculous with it.
You'll be looking at all the analysis and everything and everything else. They're saying how well the team we put together for this year.
It scares me, though, because I'm one of those fans that are like, I don't like when the media is like in favor of the Eagles.
Don't worry. You know, they'll start hating us again soon. Anyway.
I know.
Give it a week.
What Kelsey said was true. He's right. Like, the media does set them up for failure no matter what they say. And I'm just a superstitious fan. I'm like, I need y'all to hate them and not think nothing about them, because that makes them to play better that way.
Yeah, and how fickle the media is.
Oh, they are. Oh, we know. There's 10 times more bloggers now.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many guys that want to have that winning tweet or report that'll make everybody believe them. And right now, I think if you're a smart Eagles fan, you don't believe half the crap that's out there now, because they ain't got nothing to write about, honestly. And until they have some actual practice and some good tackling.
Yeah. I listen to the guys who actually, like, who played football before.
Right.
Who say, okay, they put a decent team together this year.
Yeah.
They definitely improved on the team from last year. Is it a Super Bowl winning team? Who knows? I don't think not yet.
That's up for debate. We don't know, because we have to make sure that they blend.
It would be dumb if you said that they didn't improve, because they did.
Oh, yeah, no. I think we clearly realize now that even some of the guys they got from other teams already make sense on this squad. But now you just have to make sure that everybody dealt. That's all. I mean, you know, and as much as they try to put out there on Hurts, it's like, that's just comes with being a quarterback, and especially a black quarterback.
Well, he's going to get it double. Yeah.
And I just hope that whatever his obviously isms and hitches were with how he throws, how far he throws, I hope that becomes few and far between as the season starts, because if there's anybody I want to win right now, it's him, just for the sake of everybody who's still waiting for him to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just also obvious that they think that strictly because of how he did in Oklahoma versus Alabama, and you know, they have nothing else to really go on. And last year was kind of a fluke, because he technically was starting with a new team and he didn't know he was going to be starting right away until Carson left. So and there's other things to talk about too within this team. I think it's exciting to see how my girl is. I heard her. She already got the look. Advertise Sutton's Philly. Where y'all located at?
It's 1706 North Fifth Street.
North Fifth Street. Go there and get a whoop de whoop and a drink, because somebody's already feeling the tequila. Apparently,
happy hour even over yet.
Look, I know, and I got to run errands later, so I know I'm about to go get myself some, because I wanted to make this rum punch. But anyway, getting back to the team, seeing AJ fit in so well already, like chemistry wise, seeing them guys. What'd you say?
I like that video they showed him on catching running routes and catching stuff.
Yeah, he had his daughter running with him. They all came in singing, him and Jalen and Devontae. Devontae cracked me up, because you could tell he'd be trying to avoid the camera as much as he can, but they'd be ready for him to come out. They showed the first day when they all came into camp. Devontae was like one of the few cars that came in and waved from afar. Was like, he was like, I don't really want to talk to y'all, but okay.
Did Flex do anything funny this year when he came to camp? I didn't see anything from Flex. Did he do anything like funny?
No, Flex just looked like this. Today's footage they just showed him, he looked like he didn't want to be there. Like, he just had this look on his face, kind of like, hey, what's up? He just kept waving like, what's up?
Yeah.
And then other than that, he didn't roll. Because you know what it was? It's not the same feeling of when they rolled in. Like, everybody was coming in their fancy cars, flossing. Like, they got them at a different angle this year. And I think I'm hoping they're going to do the thing like they've been doing with other training camps, where they ask them random questions when they come in and then they answer them. Because I like that footage coming from other teams that are like, you can tell they're looking at something when they're coming off of the field and they're answering a question. I want them to do that, because I think that's fun, and I think that gets their mind off of what they did or didn't do in practice. So I'm hoping that the media team there is working on that, because I think that stuff is fun. But the karaoke stuff, and then they had the guy who's the center, I forget his name, is going to eventually replace Kelsey. Who was that? Of course, I missed it again.
You looked down.
Last time. Was it still him?
No, this is a different. This is a one. Okay, of this my, is this one of my one of our regulars.
They gotta linger until I look up because I was mad I missed the other guy last time.
It's one of our regulars. She's making faces behind me.
You probably hear my loud butt on the mic. But no,
you'll see it when you look back at it. When you,
Sure I will because I was mad when I saw the last one. I said, "Damn, my head was down." But no, when the guy that plays the backup center to Kelsey, he sang West Virginia, you know, Country Roads. I said that cracked me up because I didn't
catch him singing this.
You know, check my Instagram. She talks all 78.
I didn't get a chance to look at the other one yet.
Yeah, I posted up the ones that other players posted, but Greg Ward, I think, posted the one with Jordan. No. He posted the one with the center guy. I forgot his name already. Connors something. Anyway,
I like that whole tradition that they do.
I like that they do that. Yeah,
I think that's fun. Yeah,
it's very fun. And last year, I think it was last year when Jalen was singing. Jalen sounded good, and they couldn't, you know, because him and Devonta, they're like, Devonta, they're old school R&B. So you know, he came out, he sang, and he actually wasn't bad. So it was like one of those things. It's like, dang, he's really good. You know,
remember their faces when Melada went up there? They were like, oh my god,
yeah. Yeah, and AJ Brown was singing Charlie Wilson when they came into today's practice. So I said, all right, we about to have a singing group this year. We might get entertained with some singing this year, which is fine with me. Yeah. But yeah, no, it already the team morale portion of training camp is basically what you're looking for today. But right now there's really nothing. I think a lot of these reporters are probably stressed because they're like, oh my god, we don't have a lot to talk about.
Oh, they just did a walkthrough today. They didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep showing the footage of AJ Brown running with his daughter Jersey, and she's running with him up and down the field. But here's the thing: I think the thing that I'm looking forward to next Sunday night's practice is just to see if they have any kind of new ways of showing how to do the drills. Mm. Because other than that, you really don't know what else to really expect. We all know what open practice usually is like, kind of like a fake run through of the game, but then not totally. That last practice, I think we were, since I get to sit in the touchdown seats, I got to see a real live touchdown in front of me to Quez. So hopefully we'll see more Quez action too, because I think between Quez, AJ, and Devonta, and then obviously the other guys that are just around because they'll be like fourth or fifth, it'll be really exciting to see how many guys are open this year because last year I think they had chances, but there was always the issue with connection or maybe Jalen not seeing them because he was so busy running. I'm hoping this year he'll learn to chill on the running.
It seems like he's been working on himself, so that's good.
Well, whenever they practice, I'm going to give it another week or so before we probably start and talk about something really deep. Because right now, I'm just happy to it's football season, and I feel like I've seen more footage from other camps than I have ours yet. But which is fine, which is probably good because I'd rather us be boring right now than be bitching about. Because next week is going to start August, so it's going to be a whole nother month.
First preseason game is on the 12th.
Right, yeah, they already showed the Hall of Fame game. It's going to be Jacksonville and somebody. I think I saw because I think they showed not Tebow. What's his name? I forgot that boy's name with the pretty hair already from Jaguars. Trevor. Trevor, and I think the Broncos. Now I assume that Russell would be playing that game. Russell needs to show off his chemistry to get in the squad. I'm not worried about Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons. Wow. Russell Simmons. Time to end the pod.
You just put two players. You just put two players and made them one.
I know. Oh my God, Trevor and Russell Wilson, because Russell has a very good mindset. I just hope that the other two hold him.
And we all know Russell's arm is just.
Russell's arm is sick. Like
always
honestly,
locked in.
Never doubt him. I just hope that the team gels because it takes a while when you're the new guy on a team.
Have you seen him at skills competition?
No,
doing the quarterback and doing the QB challenge.
Yeah, no.
He went up there and one guy was getting all cocky, like, yeah, I got it. He's like, he looked at me, let me show you. He said, all right, he went last or something. Let me show you how you do this. Went up there and like just destroyed everything.
Oh wow. People want to sleep on him because he comes off like a corny guy, but who cares? My whole thing is at the end of the day, if he ends up putting Denver in a position where actually people might be scared this year.
Denver maybe to be a little scary next year.
They might be the dark horse. I would pick them to people not sleep on them. But long term, I really think it's still kind of it's going to be more interesting still to see if Buffalo rebounds and if
the and they Bengals can keep that momentum up again.
Yeah, if the Bengals, because now they're saying Joey B had to get his appendix out. So he's going to be a little behind already in training camp, but I mean, obviously not long, but it's just the fact that, you know, he seems like he's a stickler for detail and practice and stuff. So for him to be out because of appendicitis or whatever, I'm hoping that doesn't break any kind of chemistry. But before we end, I want to talk about, have you seen any of the helmets and all the alternative colors?
I like the black helmet.
Oh, I love it. I love, you know, I love anything black. So
I love the fact now they're going to be all blacked out.
It's going to be a whole nother level of blackout. And then on top of that, other teams that I like that they switch colors. And there's not many because some of the alternative stuff doesn't work for everybody. Like, I don't
Bengals, the Bengals look kind of cool.
The Bengals white tiger is going to be pretty decent. Yeah, I like
you see them making fun of the Browns.
Well,
it's a white helmet with other logo, the other helmet stuff.
Oh my god, I saw it and I was just like, "This is so depressing."
I was like, "This is horrible."
I'm telling you, you don't want to be the front office or the coach this year. I feel so bad for that coach. He is like stressed daily when they put a mic in front of him because you know they're waiting for him to like come out and say it. Like, "This is not my life."
I didn't ask
for this shit.
He's working for this. Working for this shit franchise for so long now.
You know what I mean? And then even if they only give him six games, you still screwed for most of the season because not saying Brissett is horrible, but nobody's looking for Brissett. You know what I mean? It's like it's just like the recent festival drama that those fans expected Kanye and got Kid Cudi, and you see what happened. They threw stuff at him. So I'm like, what are you going to do these first three, you know, the first couple games in the Browns land? They're going to be sitting there going, who the hell is this guy? You know? I'm just glad that's not us, but that's just you're talking about front office issues. Our front office sucks, that's a damn mess over there.
I mean, our front office, they have no clue what they're doing.
No clue. And I feel so bad because that dude used to work for us, Andrew Barry. So for them to be behind all this,
the crazy thing is they had a moment where they were doing things the right way.
They were.
Things started to work out for them, and then all of a sudden they just started going back down again. So,
well,
I mean,
they should tell people, like, don't do that type of stuff. Like, you can't be that desperate that you want to sign somebody. And I get it. I've seen Deshaun throw. I never questioned he was a good quarterback, but he is not someone you want to run your franchise with at this time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a bit of a problem that he needs to get help for, like, for real. And I don't want a guy that's going to take that long to figure out his money situation. Now I see why they made his contract guaranteed, because that was the payoff all them.
Most of that money's gone.
All them lawyers, that's what that stuff was. So now it makes sense, because everybody's like, how are you going to give him a guaranteed contract? And now I'm like, to pay off all 30 girls.
He's not going to see, he ain't going to see that much of that for a minute.
He's going to have 10,000 left in his bank account, if that. By the end of it, I'm telling you, it's not going to be worth it. Like, he's going to sit there and go, I waited this long in a bad
to get paid.
And now I can't even enjoy it. Should have thought about that before you didn't realize you have a problem. But anyway, I ended on a positive note. Next Sunday night, we will be at practice. Yes, we will, Edward. And yes, you will be picking me up. And yes, I will be giving gas. So end of that conversation.
I'm going to make you pay for parking too. No, I think parking's free.
Look,
I think.
If I still have my badge at the link, I'd be like, employee.
I think parking's free, but we got to get there.
It should be, but we got to get there early.
Yeah,
that's why I said I know you're a stickler for being on time. So I only will move if I know you come.
I think we got to get there early though. Is it not?
Yeah, we got to roll up there about 5:30, even 6 o'clock, maybe. Make sure we.
Yeah, because when me and Lauren went, we got there at a decent time. We got parked at a decent parking too.
So. Yeah, well, you know, like I said, you pay attention to time. I'm thinking about how much energy I got to walk to the damn train station from the subway and then have to cross the street from the subway. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when me and Jen talk, it's like time passes, and next thing you know, I'm like, oh, we gotta get there. And then I had to figure out where to go because we had to go through a special entrance, and I forgot how they the underground go. Like, I didn't even know how to get to the touchdown court. That's how long it's been. Sad. All right, well, we're gonna go now because I got stuff to do, but we will talk soon.
Enjoy the weekend. We didn't touch the one
who
forgot about. You see, they finally announced the Harden thing too.
Oh yes, yes. I saw Harden because he got his contract, but the following year is not guaranteed.
Did you see he looks? He actually looks thinner.
Yeah, but here's the thing: I never doubt that Harden's not a good athlete. I just wonder if that's something that's going to spring up again with a hamstring, because of his, you know. We signed him for a reason. Right. We take the weight off is fine, but we still also got an issue with chemistry, and we still got some players that are still on the roster that probably not to be. Somebody tried to do something funny too when I was just looking on Facebook, and I was like, I ain't see it anywhere, so I think he was being funny. But he was saying there was a trade that was made with Tobias and some other players to get DeRozan.
Well, they put an article out. Somebody put an article out calling Tobias untradeable.
He's not tradable. I'm like, y'all need to get that out of your head. They paid him like a franchise player, basically.
Man, I wouldn't be upset if this is the team we roll with.
Honestly, I told y'all, like, the fact that he channeled his whole mental energy and physical energy last season to convince me that he knows where he needed to improve, and he did. It was just a matter of stamina and the fact that everybody was gone at that point.
Yeah.
He can't run that whole team. That's obvious, but we never thought that. No. It was just the fact that he stayed engaged, and he just had a whole new flow that season. And so that to me is a sign that he is a good role player to stay on the roster. If they do find a deal, that's great, but I just really don't see that happening with as much money as everyone's obsessed with bringing up.
It could happen midway point. Because maybe a team will be like, oh shit, we need another guy.
Yeah, and things change.
And we can take advantage of that.
Yeah, and things change first month. I mean, there's still a lot of players probably itching to move, and that, you know, there's still some belief that, you know, maybe the whole Kyrie thing isn't totally done. You know, maybe he will decide to move, and that'll change. And honestly, if there's a lot of money on the table, to me, I'm never always shaking the possibility, just like I thought when Simmons was here, it was a multi-team trade. So you just never know if other teams might be involved. I mean, there's a lot of franchises still not having many stars on it or many, you know, open opportunities. So, we'll see what's happening. But yes, I'm happy Harden did sign, but I still worry about consistency with this team. We hoping that Joel keeps both his eyes this season, and you know, and that everybody just. Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about Maxie. That's for sure. Maxie's all over the place.
He's continuing to get it better every year.
Like you said, 1% every day. So that kid will be 300% by October. So I don't doubt. I just hope that now he becomes more of the point guard leader that he needed to be last season. And that's all I worry about. So until then, I say go Birds.
Yeah.
And us co-eds will keep on co-ed, and then we'll talk soon. I'm sure as the week goes on, we'll get more training camp stuff. Yeah. But I'm glad you were available, and I will visit Sutton's. Give Sutton's address one more time before we head out.
17006 North 5th Street.
All right, go check it out, y'all. If you're watching right now, the cocktails are yummy. The quesadillas is banging. And it's Eddie. He's got a nice smile. Go chat with him. It's Friday night. I think there's another Phillies game on tonight, right? They're still playing.
Yeah, they got another Atlanta.
They almost blew that damn game last night, but let me get off because that'll be 5 minutes.
But sure,
okay. I know Familia. We don't need him. I don't.
Yeah, I can't stand. I didn't even like the signing of Familia. So
Familia and Odumbel can go as far
the
as
the thing I'm is they had to put him in because they already used the other guys yesterday.
Oh,
the
I know.
Guys and needed rest. And that's
the fact that they even had to put Sir Anthony in there, and you could tell he barely had anything, but luckily they.
Yeah, he finished it out though.
He finished it out,
actually the bullpen's actually been solid.
It was fine up and still Familia. You're right.
Yeah, because Familia we haven't seen him that much.
And that's why. So that was one of those nights it was like, this could go either way, but you thought 8-0 with Zach Wheeler being Zach Wheeler. You thought it was money. A ninth inning, for goodness sake. But again, I could talk
Wheeler,
about
Wheeler's dealing, yeah.
Wheeler is never a doubt. Now what's his name is starting to even look decent. Nola.
Yeah, Nola had one bad game the other day.
He did, but he also started off rough, which is what made me think he was never an ace to begin with. But that was just me.
And he's been, this year, he's been pitching a lot better.
He's been getting better. I mean, the point is, this team took time to gel, and now we just need Segura Booty to come back and Bryce.
Your boy.
I call Segura Booty because that boy got a booty. And we need our Bryce back to DH.
He's the best defensive player on the team. Can't wait to get him back.
We need more bats. We need our bats consistently. We've been appreciating Bryson Stott. I've been appreciating the random guys that come through. But
yeah.
Bryson Stott and Bohm have been huge improvements as far as hitting. Now, Bohm still needs field work.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody got it to his head because he looked good yesterday.
I'm never worried about him at bat. He's starting to get his groove at bat.
I'm talking about his fielding yesterday. He actually fielded at the beginning yesterday. And before that one. He's cut out some of the mental errors that he's been doing a lot of. So.
Yeah, there were just some times I think he was throwing too hard and Reese wasn't ready. But, you know.
Well, that's also Reese is not a great first baseman.
Right.
So the pair of the two of them together is like, I say, you know, and I hate to say this, but I tell people get mad when I say it's like, trade Reese, put Derek on first base.
I mean, honestly, it could happen. I wouldn't miss it, but I do like Reese, but Reese is also too inconsistent. And we know when he's hot, he's hot. When he's not. Tyler Zulu said it best on 97.5 today. He said, when Reese is hot, he is Inferno, and when he's cold, he's Antarctica. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. You know,
that's exactly what Tyler said today, and he's right. And we need somebody who stays consistent. That's been the problem. So, you're right. If they get somebody worthy at bat or pitching, then shoot, do it. You know,
I'm just impressed they've been winning without Harper, who's usually their catalyst.
Basically. That's why I say, like, I was mad they lost that Cup Series last weekend, but it was hot. I think everybody peaced out mentally in that whole series. It was some bullshit, but it was hot. All I got to say, I know they're professionals, but it was hot. I wouldn't want to swing the bat either. I'd be like, that's cool.
they better come back and sweep the Cubs. They got a 3-game set coming up with them. So.
Yeah, they have no business losing to them at all. That was just a bad series. But look, you keep playing games like that consistently, some series are just gonna suck. You know, just the human nature. Mm-hmm. But all right, well, let me go. I will talk to you soon, brother. Thanks for watching, all who were co-ed Birds of a Feather. Check us out on social media. Y'all know what it is. It's in the description. I got to go. Bye, Eddie. Bye. All right. Ending broadcast.